Praise 100.9 and 92.7, Charlotte's Inspiration Station. This is Community Voices with Ron Holland, giving you an opportunity to share your thoughts, your perspective, and your views on a broad range of issues impacting your neighborhood, your community, your city, our nation, and indeed our world. We have another great show for you this morning. Our men and women of the military continue to make great sacrifices, securing our freedoms and ensuring that we're safe from attack on our homeland and guarding against every foreseeable danger. Whenever there's an opportunity for us to honor their services, it's incumbent upon all of us to show appreciation and love for our military men and women, especially during the holidays. We're going to do just that this morning here on Praise 100.9 and 92.7, Charlotte's Inspiration Station.
Community Voices with Ron Holland. In-depth analysis, thought-provoking, and hard-hitting. Community Voices with Ron Holland. Giving you an opportunity to share what's on your mind and in your heart. Community Voices with Ron Holland on Praise 100.9 and 92.7. Charlotte's Inspiration Station.
Joining me this morning is Terry Snyder, founder and chairman of Operation North State, a 501c3 nonprofit organization that currently offers 7 unique military support service programs within North Carolina, services that are not being offered by other military support services organizations within the state. Mr. Snyder is also founder of both Kicks and Grins and ncinfoplus.com, and he has served on various nonprofit boards on multiple occasions. In addition, he has 30 years of sales marketing experience in banking software and services and the real estate industry. This morning, Terry Snyder is going to share with us a project that will benefit our men and women in uniform during the Christmas holiday. Terry, thank you so much for joining me this morning. How are you?
I'm doing good, thank you.
Oh, wow. Good to hear from you, sir.
Yeah, likewise, and thanks for having us on.
Absolutely. Now, before we talk about your efforts to bring some comfort and a little bit of home for our men and women of the military in North Carolina, I wanted to get your perspective of the various drawdowns of our troops from Iraq and eventually Afghanistan.
Well, Ron, I hate to take an opinion on it because just from a standpoint of national security, whether people are in harm's, whether they're actually in harm's way or whether they're being, preparing, for an upcoming conflict, I think we've got to show a presence. We've got to be prepared. And, from a standpoint of actually, do they have to be in Afghanistan? There's reasons for that conflict. And I don't want to get into that. But from a standpoint of just having our military ready to go, I think we've got to have a presence worldwide.
Absolutely.
And so from a standpoint of being deployed, absolutely, I think we need to always have them deployed.
Absolutely. Now, you're working closely with families that have loved ones overseas. How would you characterize their feelings when their spouses or significant other return home from combat operations?
Well, needless to say, there's some mixed emotions that come out of this. I mean, if you go out and look at some of the website and Facebook pages, I mean, they're just overwhelmed to have the family coming back home. And but the mixed emotion side of it is they don't know how long they're going to be home for. I mean, there are some guys that, ladies, men, women, whatever, that are serving. I mean, they could pull 3 or 4 deployments over a 4 or 5 year period. So, yes, they want them home. And, whether it's home for good or not, they've seen it, they've seen their loved ones jerked right, out from under them, and they're deployed again.
Yeah, and I would venture to guess that it's an emotional time when there's yet another deployment.
Oh, absolutely. And especially, what makes up a family? Is it a husband and wife? Is it a husband and wife and children? And, these kids, as they grow, I know, for instance, the other day I was speaking at an elementary school, and it just about broke my heart. This little girl couldn't have been more than 9 years old, and she informed me that her father had been deployed for the 5th time.
Wow.
So how much of her life has she even seen her father?
And that is,
I wouldn't say it's the norm, but boy, there's a lot of kids out there that are in that situation.
Absolutely. And one of the things that I am certainly proud of in terms of our military is that we have the best military in the world. And there are a bevy of threats out there. So it is critical that our military is always at the ready.
I couldn't agree more. And whether you're talking to the active troops today, you're talking to their family, you're talking to our veterans, I think everybody will agree with you. And you know, it is probably the number one asset we have here in the U.S., and that is our military.
Talk a little bit about the responses from the community when our troops come home, because obviously with family, there is a real deep well of emotion. But what about the communities? How have they responded to when our troops are returning home?
Well, I don't ever hear anything but, you know, positive vibes and praise. I mean, everybody, you take a lot of people, boy, they're not in that environment. So all they can do is be as supportive as they can, and probably a lot of us don't want to be in that environment where we have deployed loved ones. But I know when we have events, and whether we do it directly or indirectly, we're getting support from other organizations, we constantly see people we don't even anticipate receiving support from. It comes in from everywhere.
Yeah.
And I just know for a fact with the Christmas boxes we're doing now, more and more the veterans continue to get behind our organizations. And then the veterans, those are all springs into whether they're a support organization like the American Legion, VFW, whether they're a motorcycle ride group. But when these guys learn about what we're doing, and not just what we're doing, but anytime there are deployed troops coming home, they want to be there. They want to do what they can, and then you let there be a casualty. Oh my gosh, it's just so heartfelt.
Yeah.
What the communities want to do for the families and for the troops.
Absolutely. As you've indicated in terms of your speaking engagement, one of the most heartfelt and poignant moments when they return home is the greeting from the children, and it's especially heartwarming when the children are completely and utterly surprised. When you see that, when you witness that, what goes through your mind?
Well, I think we all know there's some national shows that are out there, and I can't even hardly turn the television on and watch them. I mean, there is such a need that we do more, to bring these guys home and certainly surprise the kids, because to a lot of them, it's just an incredible gift for them to see their mom or dad coming home. And so I applaud any organization. This is not cheap for the military or the companies involved to bring someone home and to do a surprise like this. So I applaud anybody that gets behind that effort and make it happen. It's certainly needed.
Now, you have a special holiday project underway. Talk a little bit about your North Carolina Cares Christmas gift box effort.
It's known as the NC Cares Christmas Box. And the thing we're probably the proudest of is the support. And the reason the support, in my opinion, is so strong is because the way we named the project, NC Cares.
Mm-hmm.
And whether you're an individual, a corporation, a service organization, whether you're a veteran, whether you're in elementary school, whatever it might be, it's incredible the amount of support that we've had for our project this year. And the project, we're sending 1,500 gift boxes to North Carolina's deployed troops.
Mm-hmm.
And a deployed troop, they don't have to be in harm's way. It just means that they call North Carolina home, and they are somewhere other than North Carolina this Christmas holiday season, and we want to be able to put a really nice gift box in their lap so they know the folks back in North Carolina really care about them and support their endeavors.
Absolutely. Now, 1,400 gift boxes were shipped in 2011.
Yep.
That's up from 500 in 2010. Is it safe to say that this project is certainly growing?
Yeah, I would say so, and I would say one of the biggest issues that we do run into, however, I think we're maxing out at 1,500 names.
Mm-hmm.
It's just getting a little difficult to come up with more names than that.
Mm-hmm.
I think we could get maybe 2,000, 2,500 names, but you start wondering how legit are they? And so we feel comfortable that we need to kind of stay around that 1,500 and just do a quality job. And when you look at what's in these boxes and the organizations and companies that are helping, this is a really, really special gift to these troops.
Absolutely. Now, but in terms of the growth from 500 to 14 and now 1,500 this year, what do you attribute to that growth?
Well, Well, just involvement. I mean, the media and like what you're doing for us here today. It's just the education. There are so many people that that don't even know that we exist or didn't know we existed. And you know, we're just wrapping up our full second year. This is our third Christmas, but the first year we only did 500 boxes just because we only had 6 weeks to send out those 500 boxes. The last 2 years we've had the entire year, and we've still got a lot of support from individuals, but I think the thing that's really helped us out this year, and definitely helping us out from a financial standpoint, our corporate donations are probably up 3,000%.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's a good thing because the individual donations are down. I mean, these are some tough times for people.
Yeah, yeah.
And so we just couldn't have pulled this out off without the support of the corporations. And I'll also tell you, the service organizations, churches, the American Legion of North Carolina, the post across the state, they went together. It was a request of their state commander to try to help us out. And they alone have already come up with $10,000 to support us this year.
Wow. Now, you've indicated that the bulk of your gift boxes are here within North Carolina. Do you have any that are going overseas?
Oh, yeah, that are going overseas?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. The gift boxes, I would say 85% of these will end up in hands of troops from probably around Afghanistan.
Okay.
So even though they don't all go to harm's way, you know, we'll have some that will go to bases throughout the U.S., to Germany, you know, wherever, but that's still about 85% of them will end up in harm's way.
Do you encounter any difficulties with countries that are hosting our troops with regard to the gift boxes?
No, we've had no issues. And one thing we do, I know a lot of organizations that send gift boxes, they just say, hey, if it gets over there, leave it. We actually ask for it to be returned back to us because, first of all, we have valid names that we know who we're sending these to.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't get it, we have people in the, you know, kind of waiting to receive a box so we can recycle it, put a few fresh items in it, and we'll send it a second time. But we've never had an issue that I'm aware of where somebody had an issue with us sending boxes into their country.
Now, what is the response from the troops? I mean, receiving something from home is one thing, but around the holidays when the emotional impact of the holiday is at its height, what do you think is going through the mind of the troops?
Well, I think a lot of the general public, they don't have a clue that how much downtime these guys have.
Mm-hmm.
And needless to say, when they're active, they're extremely active. But just having to be prepared, there's some downtime. And you know, their minds wander. And if there's ever a time they start kind of feeling homesick or, you know, would love to see something from the home state, what we're hearing from the deployed troops is, man, with all this downtime, anytime we get something that reminds us of home, it's extremely special. And the one thing that I would say, every one of them, or so many of them comment on, it just blows them away to know that people back in North Carolina would do something for a total stranger, spending their money and their time for the behalf of these deployed troops.
There are over 38 different items inside each gift box. What are some of those specific items?
Oh, yeah, well, one of the big things is every year, I'd say the number one item is we have a T-shirt that's donated by Hanes Brand up in Winston-Salem, and they've always helped us with it because we've got a pretty special message on the back of it. On the back, there's a message from Richard Petty that says, "Thank you, troops, Richard Petty, number 43. And, you know, we've got, like, Our State magazine in there. We've got a book from the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association in Charlotte. We've got peanuts. We've got Redbird candy, probably three or four bags of candy, Lance crackers, five or six magazines. We have a letter from the governor and a letter from both of our U.S. senators, both Hagan and Burr. And Piedmont Natural Gas, oh my gosh, down in Charlotte, they were just huge this year. They came up with some upfront money, and they put they don't have a lot of items they can put in the box because that's not what they do. They're not a consumer good business, but they've come up with a few items to put in the box. But more importantly, these are some corporations we didn't have last year, and their funding has really helped us put together these quality boxes.
Absolutely. I think last year when we had this conversation, someone someone suggested that they receive some hot sauce.
Texas Pete continues to be one of the top items in there. But but I'll tell you one that's new this year, and oh my gosh, when I mention it, I mean, people just go crazy over it. Krispy Kreme.
Oh.
Krispy Kreme from up in Winston-Salem. Yeah. When you go into one of the retail stores, you know, they had the little paper hats. Uh-huh. So we're going to be sending out these paper hats to 1,500 troops around the world. And also, they have a lot of products. One reason we've never really been able to do much because we didn't know what the shelf life would be with some of their products.
Yeah.
But they actually have a fried pie that makes it up to about 27 days.
Wow.
So they've donated the fried pies this year. They're putting the hats in there. So, you know, anytime you get a marquee brand like Krispy Kreme to go along with Texas Pete, Mount Olive Pickles, and Lance Crackers, and on, it's pretty special.
Yeah. Now, I understand that of the 1,400 gift boxes shipped last year, only 13 were returned, and I think academics would give high marks to that effort.
Yeah, I think that's probably, that just exceeds kind of what's in the industry. And you know, and as I mentioned to you, a lot of organizations, they just say, hey, if there's nobody over there to give it to, just leave it. Mm-hmm. Well, we want the return address, we want them returned to us, and so, you know, we know that's an exact count, but that count went up a little bit, but it only went up to 17. So returned out of 14. We thought that was phenomenal, and that's just a you know, tributes to our volunteers for taking the time to get correct addresses, working with the families, and they end up getting them, you know, where they belong.
Yeah. Now, Operation North State does so much for our troops. Talk a little bit about some additional programs that you're offering.
Yeah. Well, you know, this is our Christmas box. It's our number one project, and then we get requests to send out boxes throughout the year. So we've got a thing going on with Walgreens, where Walgreens collects candy with a project called Treats for the Troops. Mm-hmm. We take that candy and then in turn put it in boxes. And then there's another gift box that's real popular. And if you know anything about our troops, when they get something, they look to their left, they look to the right on the day these packages come in. There's a lot of guys that don't get anything, so they're really good about sharing.
Right.
And so we've been able to take a really quality product called Redbird Old Fashioned Peppermint Candy Puffs, and we fill that thing up with 10 pounds of candy, about 850 pieces, and when it gets to a troop, they know what to do with that. They share it with their buddies. So, you know, we've kind of broadened our gift boxes. And then the other two things that are really popular right now is we're trying to get more companies and organizations and individuals to fly the American flag. And in our communities right now across North Carolina, that I think we're surveying like 117 neighborhoods right now, but only 8 out of 100 homes fly the American flag on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got a project put together where we're trying to increase that. And then another thing that a lot of people don't know about, but, you know, we have so many military memorials throughout our state. But if you go county by county, there is nothing on a website anywhere that can tell you all the military memorials on a county-by-county basis.
Mm-hmm.
So we're working with two organizations right now because everybody we've talked to said, oh, my gosh, we need to compile that information. So we're in the process over the next year and a half, to identify all those memorials on a county-by-county basis.
Wow. Now, you are the founder of both Kicks and Grins and NCInfoPlus.com. Talk a little bit about those efforts.
Yeah, this whole project behind Operation North State started because of my involvement with Kicks and Grins. Kicks and Grins is a North Carolina product store. It's there in Charlotte. It's on Park Road over in the Dilworth community. And where this whole idea came from, where moms and dads, aunts and uncles, and wives were coming in at Christmas saying, you know, I want these North Carolina products to send to my deployed loved ones. So, yeah, the store Kicks and Grins goes back to 1995. I mean, I've just been a firm supporter and believer promoting our state. And then from that, also out of the store came a website called NCInfoPlus.com. And basically what we've done, we've scrubbed about 56,000 websites related to North Carolina, and we've compiled about 13,000 of them and put them in categories. So if you want to know something that's going on in North Carolina, you can look at those categories,
mm-hmm.
and it'll pretty much get you to the websites that'll give you some pretty pertinent information.
Now, this is obviously something that you're very passionate about. I'm always curious when I interview folks about their dedication and commitment to a cause. What is it that drives you regarding the troops? Why is it so personal for you to be so actively involved and passionately involved?
Well, I think we're coming about it at a different angle, a different way. There's a lot of military support organizations where they've experienced the military. I mean, they've served themselves. They're veterans. They've had loved ones that have served, and so they go about their efforts because of their military, background. And then but you look at what we're doing. Most of us, we have a couple military advisors that support us and give us guidance. But most of us are just North Carolinians. We're citizens, and we want to say, hey, what can we do to help benefit our military? Yeah, we don't wear the uniform. We haven't worn the uniform, even though some of us have. But as citizens of this state, what can we do to make an impact and make their lives better, whether it's from awareness, put a little bit of product in their hands, but just let them know that we here in the home state care about them.
Yeah. Is the federal government participating in any way?
No, and I wouldn't say that they don't want to, but we just haven't found any way to hook up with the federal government yet. From a state standpoint, we have the North Carolina Travel Guide, which is funded by some tax dollars, mm-hmm. and we have the North Carolina Wildlife Magazine, which is in there, and we've had very good support out of the state to help us with those publications. But most of our support is coming from just the general public or corporations that have learned about us and saying, what can we do to assist?
Yeah. Are there any item limitations or a list of things that people are required to adhere to put into the boxes?
Well, it depends on who you talk to, and I know we get guidance and guidance from a standpoint of actual colonels and other individuals that are deployed, and we kind of ask them what we should be sending. But I know a lot of times we'll see on television, and a lot of us we hear about the animals, how we the troops befriend the dogs, the cats, or whatever. But and there's organizations that actually put dog food and other pet care items together. Mm-hmm. But I know we continue to hear repeatedly that we kind of need to stay away from that. So I just warn people that before you do that, even though it's heartfelt that we want to help these animals, make sure you do your homework on that. Other than that, we don't run into a lot of stipulations, except it's a little tough sending liquids over there.
Yeah.
So the only liquid we really put in is Texas Pete and Mount Olive pickles. And unless somebody hasn't told us, we're not even aware of one that has ruptured or leaked at this point. So we'll continue to do that.
Now, as the holiday approaches, what message would you like to send to the American people regarding our servicemen and women?
Well, first of all, I want to tie that back to this project. What we're doing in North Carolina to help our troops, this needs to be done in every state in the country.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are individuals that live in Texas, live in Florida, whatever state it might be, they grew up with certain products, with certain items, and they can certainly get messages from the dignitaries in those states. So my message would be, we need to get more states behind this type cause, and we hope that'll be the years. And my other message is, regardless of what you hear on television about the troops are coming home, the troops might be coming out of harm's way, but all of our troops are not coming home.
Yeah.
So again, do your homework. Understand how many hundreds of thousands are still deployed, and be glad they are, because we need to make sure they're ready at a minute's notice, should we need them for some reason.
Now, how can our listeners participate or donate to your effort?
Yeah, this is crunch time for us. I mean, our next 3 or 4 weeks is, and we're way ahead. We're way ahead in funding this year, but we're still not 100% funded. If they want to help us out, the retail value of an NC Cares Christmas box is around $140, and through donations, we've been able to get the cost down to about $22,
mm-hmm.
and you put postage on top of it of $13.45. So in round figures, we let folks know that for $35 they can sponsor a box. Or, if they just want to give us a couple bucks, anything helps. But a lot of times people say, no, we want to sponsor a box. And then the second thing is, of the 1,500 boxes we're sending this year, we still need names of recipients for about 350 more boxes. So if you know somebody in your family, in the community, do whatever you can to get the names into us, and so we can get a box to them.
Absolutely. Just one other point I just want folks to know and understand. Each gift box represents 4.5 service hours. Talk a little bit about that, and then we're going to close out the show.
Yeah, it's like I said, there's four of us that are volunteers, and I mean, we volunteer 40 hours a week to this and have all year. And when you look at the efforts to put these items in these boxes, we don't just show up the day of the packing party, which takes about 3.5 hours, and put the items in there. You have to go out to each one of these organizations and companies, and you have to tell them your story. You'll be rejected, but you stay on them. Some help you immediately. Some of them, like I said, you have to visit several times. So there's a lot of selling that's going on. There's a lot of outreach, of whether it's through the media of all types. And so it is a year-round project. And I think a lot of people, they just see what we're doing right here at Christmas, and they just need to understand there's just a little bit more involvement. And if there's anything that I'd like to end the show with is, you know, A, help us any way you can, but realize that we're trying to assist our deployed troops as well as our veterans in need here in the state on a 365-day basis. So there's other things that they could assist us with other than just the Christmas box.
Absolutely. Terry Snyder of Operation North State, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Ron, thanks for having us on.
Okay, take care, sir.
All right, bye now.
Bye-bye. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'll wrap up the show. This is Community Voices with Ron Holland on Praise 100.9 and 92.7, Charlotte's Inspiration Station. Praise 100.9 and 92.7, Charlotte's Inspiration Station. I'd like to again thank Terry Snyder, founder and chairman of Operation North State. As I said at the outset of the show, it's incumbent upon us all to remember the sacrifices of our troops and their willingness to put our country and the safety and security of the American people first. I strongly urge you to assist in any way you can. For more information about Operation North State, log on to their website, www.operationnorthstate.com. This is Community Voices with Ron Holland. If you have any comments on today's show, please send me an email, ronholland@radio-1.com or ronholland25@yahoo.com. I also invite you to visit my blog for some insightful and provocative commentary, www.ronhollands.blogspot.com. Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's Community Voices. I'm Ron Holland. We'll talk with you next week.